This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livis. President Donald Trump is scheduled to speak Friday morning on the national security and humanitarian crisis on the U.S. southern border. The House and Senate passed the border security bill late Thursday, funding the government and avoiding another shutdown. AP's Jackie Quinn has the story.
Word that President Trump will sign the measure into law averting another government shutdown came from Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who included the president's plan to go forward with building a border wall.
Issuing a national emergency declaration.
That drew sharp protests from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who was praising passage of the measure, and the bipartisan group of lawmakers who came up with an agreement.
They did a spectacular job.
But now she's vowing to fight President Trump if he does declare a national emergency.
Making an end run around Congress.
The bill provides about $1.4 billion for border security. The president wanted nearly $6 billion. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Mr. Trump has until midnight Friday to sign that bill. The Trump administration is firing back at a former FBI acting director who says top government law enforcement considered invoking a constitutional amendment to remove the president after he fired then-director James Comey. Andrew McCabe told CBS News he opened an investigation into the president, fearing special counsel Robert Mueller's probe into connections between the Trump campaign and Russia would be jeopardized if he were also fired. In response to that interview, Mr. Trump tweeted that McCabe was a disgrace to the FBI and a disgrace to the country. The Taliban is reacting positively to President Trump's State of the Union speech earlier this month, saying it could help ongoing peace talks with Washington. The Trump administration's special reconciliation envoy is Afghan-born veteran U.S. diplomat Zalmay Khalizad. He's engaged the Taliban in direct talks since last fall to pursue a political solution to what Mr. Trump describes as a long and bloody conflict. This is VOA News. Chinese President Xi Jinping met Friday with members of the U.S. trade delegation in Beijing, where China and the U.S. are attempting to hammer out a trade deal. Another round of negotiations between the two countries will continue next week in Washington. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the vibe was good.
They're covering all the ground. They're hard at it. They are going to meet with President Xi, so that's a very good sign. And they're just soldiering on. So, you know, I like that story, and I will stay with the phrase, the vibe is good.
Negotiators are working to strike a deal by March 1st to avoid a rise in U.S. tariffs on $200 million worth of Chinese goods from 10% to 25%. President Trump suggested earlier this week if talks are seeing signs of progress, that deadline could be pushed back. A suicide bomber rammed a car into a bus carrying Indian paramilitary police in Kashmir, killing 44 in the deadliest attack in decades on security forces in the disputed region. Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reports.
It's one of the deadliest attacks in Kashmir for decades. On Thursday, a suicide bomber targeted a bus carrying Indian paramilitary police. Twisted steel and the remains of victims scattered along the highway are all that's left. Witnesses say the explosion could be heard from several miles away. An Islamist militant group from neighboring Pakistan claimed responsibility for the attack. Jaish-e-Mohammed is one of the most powerful groups operating in Kashmir, a region that's at the heart of decades of hostility between India and Pakistan. The two nuclear rivals both rule parts of Kashmir while claiming the entire territory as their own.
Reuters' Michelle Hennessy reporting there. Venezuela's foreign minister, Jorge Arizaza, announced Thursday he's forming a coalition of diplomats who believe the U.S. and others are violating the U.N. Charter against non-interference in member states. Arizaza was surrounded by diplomats from 16 other countries, including Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, and Cuba, when he met with reporters at the United Nations. These nations continue to back Nicolas Maduro's government in Venezuela, while about 50 countries led by the U.S. recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as president. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met Friday with the European Union's top diplomat in Brussels following a scathing attack from the Trump administration on the bloc and several of its main members over their approach to Iran. Pompeo held what was expected to be a tense working breakfast with EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini just one day after Vice President Mike Pence accused Britain, France, Germany, and the EU as a whole of trying to evade U.S. sanctions on Iran. Pence also called on the EU to join the Trump administration in withdrawing from the nuclear deal. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.